My name is Kesia Relian. I'm a nurse practitioner, KETSIAAURELIEN. This dictation is for Angel Ruiz Ferpi, ANGEL, last name RUIZ, FIRPI. This patient was seen on October 29th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes, as well as the aging process, period. However, cardiorenal syndrome secondary to CAD, status post 23 stents in CABG, CABG, as well as CHF, along with obstructive uropathy secondary to enlarged prostate. Also play a factor. Period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 22 from 25. Creatinine of 1.86 from 1.76 and a GFR of 38 from 41. His electrolytes are within normal limits. And there is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria in the urinary sediment, period. He still reports nocturia and urinary retention. However, due to transportation issues, he cannot, he is unable to follow up with doctor, he is unable to consult with Dr. Booker Putnam, B-U-K-K-A-P-A-T-N-A-M in Tampa, period. He states he has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Sony, S-O-N-N-Y, for a prostate biopsy in the near future, period. And we are hoping he is able to undergo either medical or invasive intervention to help resolve this condition to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys, period. He reports nocturia times 9 times during the night, as well as urinary frequency, period. We advise him to empty out his bladder as frequently as possible, period. Next line. Arterial hypertension, which is controlled with blood pressure of 144/89. His blood pressure reading at home are very well controlled. We will continue to monitor. We encourage him to decrease his sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as his overall fluid intake to 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours to prevent fluid overload and CHF exacerbation. Period. Per the patient, he had a reaction to the irbesartan, which caused difficulty breathing, so he stopped it 2 days ago. Period. We will continue to monitor it. With we advise him to continue to monitor his blood pressure readings at home at least twice a day to assess the trends, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with A1C of 6.6%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, BPH, PSA level on the recent lab is within normal limits, at 1.0 from 0.8. Again, he has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Soni for a possible prostate biopsy period. We still recommend that he follows up in Tampa with Dr. Booker Putnam for consultation and possible resolution of this condition. Period. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post CABG, CABG, and 23 stents. He is followed by the cardiologist, period. Next line, the patient reports generalized bruising all over his body, which has started about a couple of months ago. He is not currently taking any, he is taking Plavix, but is not taking any other blood thinners, just to rule out other potential causes of the bruising. We will order an ANA level. Period. Next line, the patient reports dizziness and headaches, which has started a few weeks ago. He states he has a history of carotid stenosis and an extensive family history of strokes. Period. To further evaluate, we will order a carotid ultrasound of bilateral carotid arteries to rule out any severe occlusion. Period. We recommend that he follows up with his primary care provider as well as his cardiologist, Dr. Alexandra Joseph. Period. The next line, we will reevaluate this case in 2 months with lab work and